Well, hello and welcome to our broadcast. This is the second in a series on dealing with the apostasy of our day. Be sure and stay tuned. Phone a friend and tell them about this broadcast. As we get into this little book of Jude, we find in verses 17 to 25 that Jude gives us some instructions on how to handle the age of apostasy in which we are living. And he starts out, and we'll read it again. It says, "But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. These be they who separate themselves, sensual, not having not the Spirit. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keeping yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen." And Jude ends his little book with that statement. Now he begins here and he says, "But, beloved," we said in our last broadcast, the word "but" is used to introduce something contrasting with what already has been mentioned. What has already been mentioned is pretty negative. It's some awful things that are going to be happening during the age of apostasy, which are happening today. That's where we're living. As we said, we need to face the facts, but we also need to face the future. How can we handle things? Well, he starts out with that in verse number 17 and says, "But, beloved," and the first thing he says here is "remember." Now, that word is in the Bible 16 times. Sometimes it's translated different. It's translated "be mindful" twice, or "bring into remembrance" once, "in remembrance" once, or "come in remembrance." But the dictionary says to bring to mind something that has been seen, known, or experienced in the past. So he's saying now, as you enter into this age of apostasy, which we are living in now, and we have much reason to be concerned if we look at our families and our children, we say, what lies ahead for them? We can get focusing on the negative side of all of this rather than the positive side and get pretty discouraged. God does not want that. So what we need to do is what it says here, remember, or to bring to mind something that has been seen, known, or experienced in the past. Now, you can look back at God's record in the past and you'll find he never fails. He never fails. He says in verse 17, "Remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ." Now, when you look at this word apostles in the New Testament, sometimes it's only referring to the 12 apostles, and sometimes it's referring to others. For instance, Barnabas and Paul were both referred to as apostles in Acts chapter 14 and verse 14. We know that Barnabas was not one of those 12. And then an apostle, one who is sent forth, is what the word means. Well, there are several men that are listed in Romans 16 and verse number 7 as apostles, and they weren't all part of the 12. And so when it says, "Remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ," it's those who are out there presenting the truth that Christ had for them to present. The words, he said, which were spoken. Now, that's an interesting phrase. We find, as we've said many times, if you want to study the Bible and find the meanings of particular verses and how to apply them, it is the best thing you can do is to compare Scripture with Scripture. So we have this phrase, "the words which were spoken." Is that anywhere else in the Bible? Yes, it is. It's found in 2 Peter 3 and verse number 2 that says, "Ye may be mindful of the words which were were spoken before by the prophets and of us, the apostles. So now we're not only of us, the apostles, he's referring to the 12, but by the prophets, all of those who were out promoting what God had to say and giving the truth of it. So the words which were spoken, that's the same phrase as we have back here in verse number 17, the words which were spoken. So he says, remember the words which were spoken. How that ye were told, he says, how you were told. Now, how were you told? You were told under the inspiration of God. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And so that's how we got what we have. We have it by the inspiration of God. And that there should be, he said, mockers in the last time. Mockers. Now, that word is only found twice in the New Testament. One is here, and the other one is in 2 Peter 3:3, where the same Greek word is translated scoffers. Now, it says there should be. That not suggesting that maybe there won't be. That word actually has been translated shall be 151 times, will be another 9 times, and shall come to pass another 4 times. So there shall be mockers in the last time, in this season in which we're living, and it has been translated season. That word time has been translated season 4 times. We are in the last season. As we said when we began this series, we're coming to the end of the long battle that has been against God and against his truth, but we're at the end of it, and the Bible very plainly says that there will be mockers when we get to the end of the age. Now, it says also that they should walk, verse 18, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. Who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. Now, it's been translated after, according to 107 times, they'll walk according to their own ungodly lusts. Now, the Bible says in Matthew 9:24, according to your faith be it unto you. We're going to walk according to what we believe. And so, when it talks about them walking after their own lusts, that word walk has been translated from the Greek word into our King James Bible. It has been translated depart 11 times. For instance, it speaks in 2 Timothy 4:10 about Demas, who Paul says has departed, having loved this present world. And so we're living in an age when those who will walk after their own lusts will depart from what they believe. Now, their own ungodly lust. Now, this is very interesting here. The word lust is kind of strong as we know it today. That word has been translated desires several times. And it says they're going to depart and they are going to go after their own desires, what they want. Now, it says that their own ungodly lust. That word has been translated their own, been translated himself 10 times, themselves 57 times, yourselves 36 times, ourselves 20 times. In other words, they are going to want what they want, what they want. Now, the self-life of a person consists of his mind, his will, and his emotions. You look in the scriptures, and the Bible says very plainly that we are a three-part being. God said, let us make man in our image. Well, what did he do there? God's a Trinity, and so he's a three-part being, and so are we. We're a body, we're a soul, and we're a spirit. Now, the body is what we see. We live in the body. We've never really seen another person. We just see the body he lives in. But the self-life is the mind, the will, and the emotions of that person who lives within that body. But then there's a third part, and that is the spirit part. And the Bible very plainly tells us that the Holy Spirit will speak to our spirit. Now, we have this self-life. We have the mind, the will, and the emotions, which will dictate the lifestyle that we're going to live. Now, dictating the lifestyles is a choice. That is, we are going to either listen to what we want with our old nature and the desires that the old nature has, or we're going to listen to the Holy Spirit as he speaks to our spirit. Now, first of all, he speaks to an unsaved person that way. He speaks to them in their spirit, and they in turn will either repent or they won't repent. That's exactly how someone gets saved. And so it is when he talks to us as Christians. The Bible says the Holy Spirit will speak to our spirit. Now then we have to decide whether we're going to let the Holy Spirit dictate our life choices, dictate to our mind, our will, and emotions what he wants rather than what we want. So we have an example of that. We had Demas, and the Bible says that he traveled with Paul. He made that choice for a while, but then he decided to depart, having loved this present world. Somewhere along the way, he got weaker and weaker spiritually, and he departed and did what he wanted to do in his mind, his will, and his emotions, rather than what the Holy Spirit wanted him to do. And so they go after their own ungodly lusts, it says in verse 18. In 2 Timothy 4:3, we read that they went after their own lusts, and they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. Well, that is people in our fundamental independent Baptist churches who don't like the standards, and they don't like the what's being preached, and the fact that, you know, we need to live godly in Christ Jesus and get away from all the junk the world has to offer and live a separated life. I don't like that anymore. So what will they do? They will heap to their own selves, their own lust shall they heap to themselves, teachers having itching ears. They go somewhere and they get their ears tickled. Why? Because they are promoting the self life, their own ungodly desires. What they have in their mind, what they have in their will, it affects their emotions. Never mind what the Holy Spirit wants. I'm going to do what I want. And that is a pretty long definition of what the Bible calls apostasy. They turn from the truth. And so we see in Philippians 2, verse 20 and 21, Paul said, I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state, for all seek their own, not the things which are of Jesus Christ. They want their own. And so we go back to chapter 1, verse 18. It talks about them wanting their own ungodly lusts. Now you have the little prefix un before the word godly. Now that prefix, what that does is it denotes the absence of a quality or a state of a particular condition of something. So when we talk about being ungodly, it simply means it is the absence of what God expects. And as we've already mentioned, the word lust here has been translated desire three times in the New Testament, and that word desire is not always bad. We think of lust as being something bad. Well, the word desire, Jesus said, with desire, I have desired to eat the Passover with you in Luke 22 and 15. Paul said, I have a desire. He said, I desire to depart and be with Christ in Philippians 1 and 23. Paul also talked about a great desire to visit the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 2:17. Those are not bad desires, and it's not necessarily a lustful desire as we think of the word lust. It just means that, okay, I have an absence of the quality or the state of what God expects from me, an absence of what he expects as being replaced with what I expect, and so then we have what is called here ungodly. And so we're talking here now about how to handle things in the age of apostasy. So we go back to verse number 17, where Jude says, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. This is prophesied. This is something that we should remember that we have been told. And as I said previously, we shouldn't get all upset because of the apostasy. We should get more upset if there weren't any apostasy, because it was prophesied there would be. Now in verse number 19, we read, these be they who separate themselves, sensual, not having the Spirit. Notice that phrase, these be they. We are signifying two groups here. First, we have the one group, verse 2, I say unto you, he said. We have in verse 3, unto you. We have that phrase twice. Verse 3, I exhort you, he said. Verse 5, put you in remembrance. Verse 18, we told you. Verse 24, you. There's the ones that he's talking to, and then there's ones he's talking about. Well, he says, these be they, and then in verse 12, he says, they feast with you. Well, that's pretty serious. We'll look at that more in our next broadcast. Be sure and be with us.